Thank you. we just listened to Ruby My Dear by Thelonious Monk, A Flower is a Lovesome Thing by Billy Strayhorn, These Foolish Things, also by Thelonious Monk, Lush Life, also by Billy Strayhorn, and I'm Confessing by Thelonious Monk. I love the Coltrane Johnny Hartman version of Lush Life, and I'd never heard it without vocals before. I heard the Billy Strayhorn version, and I, like, love it. It's, I don't know. My favorite part of Lush Life with, Johnny Hartman, like, I just love the lyrics. I think they're so sad and desolate, but, you know, with just keys and instrumentals, it really is, like, an entirely different feeling. And yeah. Of course, I've been playing some Thelonious Monk off of Solo Monk. I've been playing Solo Monk for the past few of my shows. But I've been trying and failing to play different songs on the album just because, I don't know, there's more than three. But, yeah, we're in some of my music classes, we're learning how to play some of his songs. And let me tell you, he's hard to play, and it seems like a cool, weird guy. May he rest in peace. Anyways, before we get on to the next set, we have a public service announcement for you all about society. Yeah. Do you ever feel like forces beyond your control are directing your actions? Do you wonder if your life is truly your own? It's important to reflect and make sure that you're retaining autonomy in these trying times. Whatever systems are holding you down, push back against them. Fight the man, question authority, and remember that you are not immune to propaganda. This has been a message from your freedom-loving DJs here at WREV FM Burlington. And get off the dang phone every once in a while. That wasn't part of the PSA. But that's what I'm saying. Get off the dang phone. Because your parents were right. It is that dang phone. It's rotting your brain a little bit. Not entirely. You have enough to unrot your brain. But enough with the AI slop. I don't want to see it anymore. And I just watched a really interesting video essay about how the rise of AI and, like, AI slop has the potential to initiate a human art renaissance, just because, like, we are receiving so much just, like, poor quality regurgitated AI slop art, if you can even call it that, and it is increasing, like, the desire for human-made art with imperfections and, I don't know, the touch of the hand, etc., etc., which I think is optimistic, and, you know, hopefully that happens, or maybe, I don't know. Anyways, we're gonna listen to I'll See You in My Dreams by Julie London.
I'll see you in my dreams. tender eyes that shine.
Blossom fell from off a tree. It settled softly on the lips you turned to me. The gypsies say, and I know why, a falling blossom only touches lips that lie. A blossom fell, and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died. The night a blossom fell and touched two lips that lied. A blossom fell, and very soon you were kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream. Touch two lips that love.
Love letters straight from your keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night. When I can have all the love you write. I memorize every line. And I kiss the name that you sign. And darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your heart. I memorize every line. And I kiss the name that you sign. And all and then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your
just as you say. Why must I just give you your way? Why do I sigh? Why don't I try to forget? It must have been that something lovers call fate kept on saying I had to wait. I saw them all, just couldn't fall till we met. It had to be. It had to be you, wonderful.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring where my heart can go a journeying over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane? And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading a moon. Oh, Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me? Can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me
Alright, we just listened to Skylark by Ella Fitzgerald, It Had to Be You by Julie London, Love Letters by Kitty Lester, A Blossom Fall by Sue Rainey, and I'll See You in My Dreams by Julie London. I was lucky enough to sing Love Letters at the last, like, jazz ensemble thing that I did. It was my solo, and I'm very proud of how it went. I don't know, it's just a beautiful song. I found it because I watched Blue Velvet. Yeah, I watched Blue Velvet with my friend Mel, because it's a favorite movie. And the soundtrack for that movie is just, like, absolutely bonkers. Could you let Jack in? It's just so good. And, yeah, that's, like, a really good movie. If you haven't seen Blue Velvet, check it out. But, yeah, we actually have someone coming in here today to talk about an event. A pretty cool event. So Jack, if you're ready to chat a little bit, talk.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Am I coming through?
You want the actually, I don't know if the headphones are working.
No, I'm okay.
Yeah, you can. Okay, cool. So why? Tell us a little bit about why you're here today, Jack.
Yeah, I'm here to talk about the Catamount Film Festival, which is a film festival solely for UVM students who can submit any work they've done in the past year. They don't have to be a film major. They don't have to be anything. They just have to be enrolled and have some sort of project they want to share with the community.
Cool. So, is it one? Okay. Is there like a showing? When, and if so, when would that be?
Yeah, so early submissions were last Friday, and then final submissions are next Friday. And then me and the two other people in charge are going to go through all the submissions, pick a few to send off to the judges. Judges are going to pick who wins, and that will all happen on May 6th in Fleming 101 on UVM campus.
Very cool. So how many are going to be picked, do you know? Is there like a specific amount?
Currently, we have five categories, experimental, comedy, horror, drama, and I'm blanking on the last one, but yeah.
Awesome. And are you yourself making a submission? Is that allowed?
That is not allowed, sadly, because we are picking the ones. And oh, also, yeah. The prizes are really good, so we don't want to.
Okay. All right. Cool. So when, again, is this and where?
This is May 6th at 6 p.m. at Fleming 101.
And is this open to just UVM students?
Open or to everyone? The public. Anyone
Beautiful.
Can come watch.
And does it cost money to go?
It's completely free.
It's completely free? That's crazy. Everyone better be there. It's free.
And it's on the Wednesday that no one has finals. So
oh, yeah.
For That's students, show
good
up.
Good point. I forgot about that. Yeah, good point. Okay, well, I will be there. You guys should all be there. Any other final notes, Jack?
Please submit. And if you can't, please show up. Thank you very much. And keep watching movies.
Yeah, keep watching movies. I was just talking about Blue Velvet.
Great movie.
Great movie. Great soundtrack. All right. Thank you, Jack, for coming in today. Any other?
Nothing? Just thank you so much for having me.
Cool. Okay, actually, I have a would you rather before you go. Would you rather be a dingleberry or a bike seat?
What is your definition of a dingleberry?
A little turdlet.
Whose bike seat?
You don't know. You just say a bike seat.
Probably bike seat. I don't know. Luck of the draw.
Yeah.
I don't really know what a dingleberry is, so I'd rather be
you
something
don't
know
what
that
a dingleberry
I know.
You should work on that. All right, thank you, Jack. Yeah, I mean, I guess we're probably going to be hanging out in here for a second, right? Okay. Anyways. Yeah. So, next up, we got some Latin jazz. One of my favorites, Astrid Gilberto. Wonderful vocalist. Yeah, this is Dreamer.
Show you the stars caught in the dark of the sea. I long to speak of my love, but you don't come to me. So I go on asking if maybe one day you'll care. I tell my sad little dreams to the soft evening air. I am quite hopeless, it seems. Things I know how to do. One is to dream, two is loving.
feel your tears as they fall on my cheek. They are warm like the gentle rain. Come, little one, you've got me.
Right, we just listened to Gentle Rain by Astrid Gilberto, San Salvador by Tom Before, Misty Roses by Astrid Gilberto, How Insensitive by Astrid Gilberto, and Dreamer, also by Astrid Gilberto. Yeah, that's all I got for today. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to Jack and Abby tell us about their various events. And yeah, I'll see you next Monday, I think. There's only one show left until the end of the year. Yeah. All right, see you next Monday.
Actor lying on the pillow next to me, through thighs a canyon and bullets below your knees. I know you find it hard to breathe. Flowers bloom at the corner of your street, dry flat for pleasure, insurance and hopefully they get a page inside.
On stage, the actor rehearses her new lines. One woman show, I'll see you at open.